South Carolina.
I'm so happy to be here in Columbia, South Carolina.
我是第一次来的。
This is my first time here.
我发现下飞机的时候非常的喜欢。
I love it very much as soon as I step off the plane.
哎呀，那个飞机场真的，你说小是小，可是很可爱。
It's a small airport, but it was very nice.
当然希望你们欢迎你们来芝加哥了啊。
Of course, we welcome you to Chicago.
唯一不可爱的是飞机场。
Of course, you may not like O'Hare Airport.
乱七八糟，was so chaotic. 那你们的飞机场又漂亮又干净，白的柱子，哎呀，我很喜欢。
I love your airport here. The little white columns and it's very nice and neat.
我相信你们在这里有很特别的祝福在你们的身上。
I believe that God has a special blessing in on the life.
特别是这个教会，我知道从黄牧师来的时候，将近10年的时间，被宣教已经有很大很大的负担。Especially
this church is very missing mind that after Pastor Wong has been here for 10 years.
去年黄牧师打电话或者写email给我说，我来干什么？
Last year, Wong called me and said, why am I coming here?
我要来跟你们学习才对。
I need to come to learn from you.
甚至我要来跟你们学习。
Yes, I come to learn from you.
因为有很多的东西你们都知道。Many
things you know already.
北美的基督徒都知道。
The people in Christians in North America, they know.
你从internet，你从书本上，从杂志，很多地方你都可以知道普世宣教的事情。
You know a lot about well written through the internet, through magazines, through a lot of books.
可是很多东西都装在什么地方？
But many of things they are where they stay.
在这里。
They are in here.
我用这个表示在这里。
I say it's in here.
有没有用？
Is it helpful?
对不起，要从那里拉到这里。
I'm sorry, you have to go from here to here.
不过只有一次,
made only 1 foot distance. I hope that through this meeting,
我们都已经知道的东西,
we bring those things that you already knew, bring them down 1 foot.
我们来体贴神的心意,
let us be mindful of the concern.
今天晚上要讲的是, 神的心意是要每一个人都成为耶稣基督的门徒。
The mind of God is that we want each and every Christian to become
disciples.
Tomorrow night we can talk about that all believers are going to be in unity. Then we can have power to bring all nations unto the Lord. Just like Mr. McDonald, he just shared. He is a doctor.
那我们常常说，哎，他放下他的工作去做宣教的工作。我自己也工作了18年。
I worked for 18 years.
也有弟兄姐妹说，哦，洪弟兄，你放下你的工作，然后你要去做传道跟宣教的工作。很抱歉，什么现在啊？Pastor
Hong, you have worked for 18 years, and you gave up your career, and then you're going to be a pastor.
后来有一天，我在灵修的时候想到两个字。
One day, during devotion, two words come to my mind.
我没有放下。
I have not given up.
我相信，当我们的宣教士都没有放下。
I think our Lord and our mission is still have not given up.
我们是把神所赐给我们的东西献上。
We have offered up what God has given us.
很大的差别。
It's a great difference.
你放下是自己想的。
You think about that, you give.
当你献上的时候，你知道是从你心里头说出来。
But as you offer up, it comes from your heart.
所以盼望我们纪念每一个我们所支持的宣教士。
Let us remember each and every mission that we support.
因为他们献上许多。
Because they offer up much.
为的是让普世的人能够听到耶稣，能够信耶稣，成为耶稣基督的门徒。
In order that the world can know the Lord Jesus Christ and become his disciples.
也能够让门徒在合一的当中吸引人来归向他。
And then in the unity of his disciples, people are attracted to the Lord.
然后福音必要传到地极。
And then the gospel must be sent to the end of the earth.
所以我今天我们先开始，我问大家一个问题，一个来领中间。
To start off, I have one question.
你信主多久？
How long have you been a Christian?
我先告诉你，我信主30年的老基督徒。
I've been a Christian for more than 30 years.
所以我先说，大概这里你们的年纪不会有，可能有30以上，不过我就从。 20开始好了，如果你是信主已经20年以上的，你举手让我看一下。
If you have believed in the Lord for 20 years,
我给你一个红包，谢谢你，谢谢你，join个club。十到二十年呢？10到20年，也有一些感谢，很好，很好，真祝福你。然后5到10，5 to 10 years。 哦，很好，很好，谢谢，放下，都有哈，很平均，是的，1到5，1
to 5。
有没有？
哎，
你其他有人不好意思举手，可以吧？
哦 ，OK，OK，、okay, okay.
一岁以下的
，below less than 1 year old，
有没有？
Anyone can let me know. Okay, Sunday morning will be more. I've been questioning the Lord after I come to the States and I'm a student here. In a moment, I'll share the experience of how I came to know the Lord. One of us, we make a lot of decisions.
我开车过来的时候，姐妹跟我谈心理学，我说我现在请问弟兄姐妹，你知道每一个人一天要做多少个决定吗？
As I was driving here, just when I'm talking to be about psychology, I asked you, do you know how many decisions you make in the period of one day?
猜猜看。
Just guess.
听听看，中文、英文都可以。
In any language.
100，然后
就。
Wow, for 100 for a million, okay, it's a good spread.
And in more reasonable numbers?
150.
I told you, this is from the psychologist, from their research.
1000到2000的决定。
Between 1000 and 2000。
你早上起床的时候，你说我要再起来呢。
You get up, you must run. Do I want to get up?
哎呀，我不要起来，我再睡一睡啊。
Maybe I'll just stay on bed for a little
bit longer. 起来先刷牙，还是先洗脸呢？还是先洗澡呢？
我用手这个 shower first or wash your face first or brush your teeth first.
你今天晚上感谢主，你们都来了。你什么时候决定你今天晚上要来的
？This evening, you thank the Lord that you're here, but when did you decide you're going to come?
很多人本来不想来的，今天来了。
Many you may not wanted to come, but
now you're welcome. 那我要感谢主，你做这个决定有神的心意在其中的。
You see, thank God is behind this decision.
你知道吗？我们大多数的人啊，我们都是东方人，我们都出国来到美国，是不是
？You know that most of us are Asians. We have left our home country and come to the States.
你不管读书还是移民也好
，You may be a student, you may be an immigrant.
你为什么选来？这个地方
，Why do you choose this place？
你为什么选这个学校去读？为什么选这个工作
？Why do you choose this school or this？
你为什么选这个专业
？Why do you choose this profession？
我是学化学的
，I'm a chemist。
我那时候学了一个高分子化学的东西
，I was in a high molecular weight chemistry。
工作了18年
，I worked for 18 years。
才现身成为传道
，And then I come to be full-time ministry。
现在做传道已经14年了。
I have been full-time ministry for more than 14 years。
中间都有很多的决定
，many decisions。
啊，当然还有很多年轻人还没有结婚的哈，找对象是很重要、很关键。
Of course, a lot of young people, then you are not married yet. Of course, one of the biggest decisions.
在教会上，教会给你祷告。
Come to church and church and pray for you。
真的是要祷告。
Pray
about 让神带给你一个合神心意的伴侣，终身的伴侣。
May God bring you a helper for life.
我想这一些做决定跟今天的题目有绝对的关系。
This decision that I'm talking about has a lot to do with our theme that we are going to talk about.
因为当耶稣呼召门徒的时候
，When Jesus called his disciples，
若有人要跟从我，就当舍己。天天背起他的十字架来跟从我。
If someone is to follow me, they need to take up his cross and every day and follow me.
一个弱跟一个旧。
If and then do this.
一个弱跟旧就是一个假设语气，要你我做一个选择，是不是
？If that means that you need to make a choice.
你记不记得当耶稣呼召门徒的时候，有人没有跟上来的
？He said when Jesus called the disciples, some of them did not accept the call.
当你选择要跟从耶稣的时候
，When you choose to accept to follow the Lord Jesus，
那就是我们今天晚上要谈的定义做主门徒。
This is what we're talking about this tonight. That we want to be an intentional disciple of the Lord.
当然，这个字意在那边已经让你看见了。
Of course, you can see that.
今天我们不用谈门徒的定义，义是义字的义的第二个字。
We're not going to talk about the definitions of disciples.
对。然后我们要谈的是，真的是要做一个定义来做耶稣基督的门徒。
We're talking about being intentional to be.
一定要是定义的。
You need to be intentional.
盼望你这个定义从这里，今天晚上就到这里。
I hope that your intention come from here.
你已经是一个基督的门徒，你更要在心里头做跟随耶稣的人。
If you are already a disciple, you need to determine in your heart that you follow the Lord.
好，我们看第一章下面一章。
Then the next slide.
我先。 带来我们一家人跟你们问安。
My family, bring my greetings to you.
是几年前我们在圣诞节所照的照片，在吃饭的时候照的照片。
Picture from dinner several Christmas ago.
那年我们家的两个孩子，他们长大了，毕业大学毕业了，也工作了。
Children they grew up and they graduated from school and now they're working.
请这一辈这个老爸爸老妈妈去吃饭，因为那年我们结婚三十年。
And that was our 30th anniversary, so our children treated us.
当然这。不是结婚纪念日，不过就用圣诞节来付那个。
That was not an anniversary, but they used the Christmas time to celebrate that.
我每次出去分享的时候，都会把我的家人至少用照片带出来。
Each time when I go and share, I at least I'll bring the picture of my family.
因为他们也在为我们祷告。
Because they're also praying for us.
好，我们再看下一张。
Next slide.
下一张呢，就是我刚刚问的一个问题。
Is the question that I just asked.
你是谁
？Who are you?
所以请你把放看下一张，看一下，他会自己出来的。你知道圣经里面对所谓的基督徒有很多不同的称呼。
See, there are a lot of in the Bible, people refer to Christians there are a lot of terms.
有人说是什么？有人说是门徒，第二个是什么？拿撒勒教长的人。你是不是被称成拿撒勒教长的人呢？
是the Nazarene sect。
那你可以自己看哈，基督徒你都认识这些
名字。You know,
Christians, 新约都出来过的。
所以这个
最后呢，我找了一个是
the last one，
真受割礼的人。
The one who is circumcised, it's genuine circumcised。
好啊，我为什么要把这个摆在你的面前
？Why do I put this in front of you？
当我们谈基督徒跟门徒的时候，我又要问大家第二个问题。
When I talk about Christians and disciples, I'm going to ask you.
在整本圣经上，基本上是新约圣经。基督徒出来了多少次
？In the Bible, especially in the New Testament, how many times does Christians appear?
比如说啊，九次。
Nine times, seven times.
还有呢？另外的那个门徒出来多少次
？How many disciples? How many disciples is total?
好了，不浪费时间了。
Okay,
我告诉你标准答案，因为我是有
备而
来。
The standard answer.
基督徒出来三次。
Three times. Because Christians three times.
中文圣经。
In the Chinese Bible.
英文圣经只有两次。
And two times in the English Bible.
然后门徒出现269次。
And 269 times disciples showed up in the Bible.
换句话说。当我们被称为基督徒的时候，你们都知道从哪里开始的哈。
And when we are called Christians, when did it start?
安提阿，安提阿为什么？因为那边有很多不同的民族的人信主。
In Antioch, there were people from different
races. 有犹太人，有希腊人。
The Jews, the Greeks.
还有各种的人。
And also people from different races.
所以他们说这些人好像在一起聚会，可是又不同的背景来的。我们干脆就叫他们做基督徒好了。
So yes, people say that these people gather together from different backgrounds. We just call them Christians.
不管他是做医生的，不管他是搞化学的，不管他是做生意的，他们有一个共同点。
Whether they are doctors or they are businessmen or the chemistry, they have one common.
他们的共同点就是都是跟随耶稣基督的人。
The common point is that they follow the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以你知道我们被称为基督徒是这样子来的。
So this is how we become called Christians.
那就看下面。
The next slide.
下面这张我要带进去一段经文。
I'm going to bring up a passage.
这是一个黑门山的地图。
This is a map of Mount Hermon.
这个黑门山的地图是让我们看到耶稣基督对他当时跟随他的门徒说一段很重要的话。
And this passage, the Lord Jesus said, has a very important message for followers.
耶稣跟门徒在一起的时候，耶稣把他们带到叫做天门山下面，叫做该撒利亚菲利比的那个地方。
And Jesus brought them to Caesarea Philippi in that place.
耶稣说：“你说我是谁
？”He said, "Who do you say I am?"
那人家说了很多的名词
，different terms, different names.
最后彼得回答一句很好的话
，And then Peter gave a good answer.
他说：“你是神的儿子
，You are the Son of God.
你是基督
，You are the Christ.”
然后耶稣基督就说：“你这句话说得好。”
This is a good saying.
然后接下来，如果你注意看那段经文的话
，But following, if you pay attention to that passage,
大块的大把谢谢了。你看，然后耶稣就马上告诉那些门徒说：“可是你不要忘记， 没多久我要上耶路撒冷去，我要被杀，我要被凌辱，我要复活。然后门徒们就无法接受。
And then Jesus' followers say that before long I'm going to go up to Jerusalem, I'm going to be killed, I'm going to be radical. And Peter was the first one who could not accept this.
And
Jesus, do not say that you are not allowed to
do
this. This must not come upon you. What was Jesus' response to Peter? When Jesus was scolding the Pharisees, he wasn't even as fierce as this one. Love him so much, then he will be more severe with him.
他说撒旦退我后边去，因为你只体贴人的意思，不体贴神的心意。
He says, Satan, get it behind me because you are mindful of the things of men, not the things of God.
我们刚刚开口说，我们盼望这次的聚会，把我们从头脑知道的东西搬到心里面来。
We talk about that in this meeting. We want to get our head knowledge down to our hearts.
耶稣那时候就告诉门徒，特别是彼得说，你要体贴神的心意。
Jesus told the disciples, especially Peter, you need to be mindful of the things, the concerns of God.
然后接下来所谈到的，就是我们所刚刚读过的。若有人要跟从我，就让天天背起十字架来跟随我。
And if someone wants to follow me, then they need to take up the cross and follow me every day.
后来我们都知道，耶稣为了人的罪，被审判，然后被钉死，然后埋葬，然后复活，然后升天。
And you all know that after that, then Jesus was arrested, he was tried, and he was crucified, and he died, and then he rose from the dead, and then he ascended into heaven.
在他复活以后，升天以前。
Before his ascension, after his resurrection,
就讲了这段我们今天叫做大使命的话。
And he gave this what we call the Great Commission.
大使命五本福音书多四本福音书跟使徒行传都有。
The Great Commission is recorded in all four of the Gospels and the Acts.
马太福音特别有一句话很有意思。
In the Book of Matthew, it's a very interesting saying.
那边提到说，耶稣就告诉那些从十六节开始哈，我就不去读了经文，你们自己看，
you know,
因为你们很熟悉的。
You are very familiar with this Matthew 20, starting with verse 16.
所以耶稣那时候有十一个门徒到加利利去。跟耶稣所约定的山上见面的时候，有人要摆他，可是马太福音下一个还有人疑惑。
And then at that time, the disciples went to Galilee to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go when they were in him, they worshipped him, but some doubted.
有人跟随了三年多。
They followed him more than 3 years.
还有疑惑。
They still doubt.
因为这些疑惑的人他听多了。
They've heard a lot.
没有把听的东西搬到心里面。
But they have not put their head knowledge down into their heart.
可是主耶稣并没有因此就说，哎，你们这些人真是这个不上道，算了算了，让你们走吧。
But Jesus did not get up and say, "Oh, that's okay, just let you go."
然后经文接下来说，耶稣怎么样，就近前来。
Jesus came to them.
这个近前给我一个提醒。
Give me a reminder.
因为我那个screen 我看不到。
I can't see the screen too well.
所以让我近前来一下。
So let me come to them. It's okay?
我们只是放心哈，我讲话不吐口水
的。是吧？这样，我们非常轻松。
其实我很喜欢跟大家很接近的。
I like to get closer to you.
我觉得这个已经太远了，太高了。不过还碰到过一些教会那个讲台，又高又远，那个高到，哎呀，这个是太难过了。
Some of the churches their pulpit is very high and far away from the congregation.
对，耶稣那时候就说他来呀，他就近前来，而是对他们说。
So Jesus came to them and said.
然后这段经文我很简单的把它分成三个重点来跟弟兄姐妹分享。
And in this passage, I like to share with three points.
那用一些很实际的故事，也让弟兄姐妹重新再领会
I want to do some stories to illustrate the practical lessons that Jesus has.
我把这些字眼用颜色已经表达出来了。
And then some of them are in different color.
Okay. 首先，他所说的是天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。So
all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me.
然后呢，如果你看希腊原文的字眼的重点呢，是使万民做主的门徒。And
then you start with all nations.
因为这个权柄，所以他叫门徒到普天下去传福音，使万民都做他的门徒。And
because of this authority, then he go on his disciples to go there.
然后有三个渠道。Because
of all nations, then
they
go
to
see when you.
然后为他们施洗咯。
Baptize them.
然后要教训遵守了,
and then teach them to,
然后他说, 我必常与你们同在直到世界的末了,
and I am going to be with you always to the very end.
当我们温习这段经文的话,把它放到心上,第一件事情耶稣要我们知道的是他的主权,
so remember the first thing is that his authority.
第二件事情,他给我们有任务的,
and then he gives us a mission.
第三个, 他说他应许要跟你我同在,
and then number three, he promises so that he'll be with us always.
好,我们就一点一点很快地谈过去。第一个,
so number one, we'll talk about that.
你再按码,整个都弄出来吧。 然后我们刚刚已经谈到了耶稣是谁,天上地下所有的权柄。你可以用很多的文字学术来解释什么叫天上地下所有。
You can try to define what does it mean to be all who's under heaven.
I am not going
into that.
这有上海人没有？
这是上海人。
哎呀，很可惜啊！我讲一句上海话，这个没有，没有这个没有知音，很可惜。上海话有一句话，汉布朗当听过没有了？汉布朗当就是天下地下所有，就是everything under the earth，有一点哦，很高的。汉布朗当啊？哈哈哈哈哈！真的是天上地下。 所有的权柄就是物质界、灵界、受造物，还有一切的看得见的，还有看不见的，那就是所有的这个天上地下所有。All
authority has been given to me. That is the physical realm, the spiritual realm, the visible and the invisible. Everything has been given to the Lord.
不只是宇宙
，not just in the universe，
还有看不见的灵界
，and also the invisible spiritual realm.
然后耶稣说，他是这一切的主宰。
He says that he is the Lord of all of this.
如果在我们当中你还没有信主的话,
if you are not a believer,
我今天诚恳地向你呼吁,
I plead with you.
今天这个信息你听到的话, 你认识耶稣基督是谁了之后, 马上你就要知道说, 原来他是掌管宇宙万物人类历史的主宰。
If you hear this message, you know that the Lord Jesus is the Lord of all universe and the Lord of all history.
他也掌管
He has also has your life and my life in His hands.
我信主之前我不知道，信主后我知道，原来我来美国，我选科技，干什么一步一步都有所谓神的带领。After
everything, you know, then I discovered that I just came to the stage and then I studied this thing. It's all under the hand of God.
如果你已经信主了。 你能够同意，你能够见证我刚刚所说的话，一路都有神的带领吗？
If you are, now it's a belief. Yes. Then if you are going to say that the Lord has been leading you all your life.
我们一同在为耶稣基督做这个见证，他是我们生命的主宰。
Together we give this testimony. He is the Lord of our life.
门徒是谁？很简单。
Who are the disciples?
门徒就是认耶稣基督是主的门徒。
Disciples is the people who recognize Jesus.
我们的心态是什么？
What is our attitude?
自己温习，体贴神的心意。 要成就神的使命,
to mantle of God's concern to accomplish God's mission.
那我就问你, 你是这样子想吗?
Are you thinking in this way?
体贴神的心意,
mantle of the heart of God,
成就神的使命,
and to accomplish the mission of God.
在你的工作上,
in your,
在你的家庭里面,
in your home,
在你的祷告里面,
in your prayer,
在你的奉献的金钱上,
in your offerings,
你已经或者你要 参与在神的普世宣教的工作上。
You need to participate in the work of God.
两个小故事，下一章。
Two stories.
今年2012年， okay. 英国，当然他们今年办了这个叫做奥运会嘛，啊。
We have this Olympics.
然后英国女皇今年是加冕60周年的纪念。
The Queen was this 30th year coronation.
很大的一件。 服事的事情。
It was a big event.
英国还是有英国的影响。
Because Great Britain still has an influence.
所以这些照片你们看了。我就不去多做解释。
So you know about this picture.
你知道英国的政治制度是什么制度吗？
You know what kind of a political system?
下面已经告诉你了。
You talk about that.
那就君主立宪制。
It's about the parliament.
那我问大家一个问题。
Actually, question.
英国通过一条法令的时候，是不是经过英国的议会来讨论，然后通过，是不是？
Do they pass a law that they go through the parliament?
然后通过了之后，谁来签字？
And then after they went to the parliament, who signed it into law?
好了，现在在上面有两个人，可能你们注意看新闻知道。中间这是英国的女王哈，伊丽莎白女王，这是她这个六十年前加冕的时候的照片。左边这位小弟兄吧哈 ，Cameron， 他是现在英国的首相。
This is Prime Minister of England.
那我问你一个问题，就是说这个法令谁签字有效
？Who signed the law into effect?
女皇
，The Queen，
啊 ，Queen Elizabeth， 你们都同意哈
？You agree that Queen Elizabeth？
我告诉你，这叫君主立宪制。
This is about that constitutional monarchy。
这个首相他直接在议会里边讨论通过了，他签字了之后，这个法令就生效。
And when they discuss, go through the law in Parliament, after Parliament is signing the law, then it became effective already.
女皇签字是礼貌性的。
And the Queen signed it just out of politeness.
换句话说，她不签字，这个法令照样有效。
That means if even if the Queen does not sign, the law is still in effect.
我为什么讲这个故事？
Why do I say this?
今天希望你不是。
Today.
有一些基督徒，他在做耶稣基督的首相。
Some Christians want to be the Prime Minister of the Lord Jesus Christ.
你们会笑，你就听懂。
You laughing, you understand this.
你知道谁是你的主
？You know who is your Lord.
下面有一个很熟悉的人在让你们看。
A familiar person, you can see this.
这是戴德生，对不对
？It's Hudson Taylor.
到中国宣教。很有名的一个宣教
会，
中间这句话是很有名的一句，让人很感动的话，特别是基督徒。
Especially Christians were very touching by this.
你们猜他这句话是什么时候讲的
？When did he say that？
今天礼拜五哈，
这是 Friday，
对，
礼拜
五。你是几岁时候讲的
？On what at what age did he say this thing？
八十岁啊，
二十岁
啊，这样子啊，好像是在。这个年纪大了以后，要找一个继承人呢，写在遗嘱里面的这个话。
这个是我们的必须的 ，pass along his inheritance。
谢谢，看下一张好了，不浪费时间了。哎呀，这个荧幕弄过去了。下面28岁的时候，28岁这是宝贵的，是这样子。这句话，我们常常把它这样拉出来，这是他到中国之后。写信给他的妹妹，那个妹妹是他忠心的祷告的伙伴。他告诉他一件事情。
He was writing the letter to his prayer partner, his sister, and he told the sister this thing.
假使我有千万银子，我可以全数自己家庭，我有千条性命，绝不留下一条不给中国。可是不是中国，是谁？是基督。这样的救主，我们为他所做的会嫌太多吗？
This is what he said. If I had £10,000 of, then I wouldn't, China can have everything. And even if I have 1,000 lives, I would not save one seven for China. But I'm not giving this to China, but I'm giving it to the Lord.
他是为了基督去中国的。
For the sake of Christ, he went to China.
1854年就来了。
1854, he came.
一直到1905年过世。
And then he passed away. He passed on
1905. 他还讲过另外一句非常重要的话。
Another thing, very important thing, he said.
比较少被引用。
It was not quoted as often.
我们就看下一章。
Look at the next one.
这是戴德生所说的。
It's what Hudson Taylor said.
我们一起来，中文、英文都一起来。
We can read it together.
啊，来听来。基督若不是一切的主。他就全然不是主耶稣。
Christ is either not of all or he's not Lord at all.
当然，他原文是用英文写的。
No, he wrote it in English.
然后中文是翻译的。
现在你重新的翻译。
我觉得你能够读英文的话，你能更能够抓到他心里头所要讲的话。
It's no English, you know the essence of what he was trying to say from his point.
没有中间地带的。
There is no middle ground.
基督如果不是你一切的主
，If Christ is not Lord of all,
他就全然不是主。
Then he is not Lord at all.
你们也知道，耶稣基督登山宝训所说的话，你不要光光叫我主啊主啊，我会不认识你的。
You remember in Sermon on the Mount, he said, call me Lord, Lord, I may not know you.
定义做主耶稣基督。
The intentional to be the disciple of the Lord Jesus.
戴德森是一位定义跟随主的门徒。
Hudson Taylor resolved and intentional to be a follower of the Lord.
相信许多的宣教士都是耶稣基督的好门徒。
Many missionaries, they are good disciples of the Lord Jesus.
当我们真正的做耶稣基督的门徒的时候，神就把他的心意从这里搬到你的心里面。
When we truly become the disciples of Jesus, then God is put his will from his head to our heart.
你会为他流泪的，为神流泪的，你会流泪。
What caused God to shed tears? You will shed tears.
你让他伤心的，你会伤心。
What grieved God? You will be grieved also.
他高兴的，你也会高兴。
What he rejoices, you rejoice in that also.
这是基督徒的人生啊。
This is the life of a Christian.
你有这样子的人生吗？
Do you have this life?
盼望这次宣教联会把这样子的人生从你的生命当中更加的彰显出来。
Okay, for this conference, this is your life and make only even more.
不但在本地吸引人来信耶稣。
Not just locally, you attract people to come to the Lord.
你在外地，在不同的族群当中，也能够成为耶稣基督的福音见证人。
In far away places, you can also be the witnesses for the Lord Jesus.
然后我们看到第二点，讲任务了。
Point number two, about mission.
任务我觉得很简单的，刚才讲的，要去跟施洗跟教训。
To go and teach and to baptize.
然后我这个 PowerPoint 比较麻烦，我就你按整个把它按出来好了。
Okay, I'll just.
那我们讲要去，往往就会想，哎呀，你要去东亚洲才有宣教可以做。
We talk about go, you need to go to East Asia, then you can do mission.
当然，你们的宣教手册上有很多在世界各地，包括非洲、世界各地。没错，那是要去才能够去得到的地方。
Of course, the other people just mentioned in the example.
我们会想到地理，会想到文化。
We talk about culture, we talk about geography.
可是还有一个部分，我要提醒我们弟兄姐妹。
One thing I'd like to remind brothers and sisters.
你的心的问题。
About your heart.
从你的生活习惯里面要做事情。
From your life, you need to go out.
今天我太太不在我中间。
My wife is not among
you. 她有一个服事是我经常觉得惭愧做不到。
That's a ministry that I'm too embarrassed. I cannot do that.
她告诉我说，你往往就是做你要别人做的事情。
So often you do what you want others to do.
是她这样子跟我说。
That's it. That's me. That's it.
我的个性是这种个性的。
I'm of this. This is my nature.
可是你不管人家，她这是她跟我说的话。好，我说真的，我不管。她说你就没有顾虑到别人那时候是不是能够跟着你走，或者能够听你的话。
But she said that you often do not care whether at that time other people can do what you do or they can walk the path you want to go.
我太太给我很多的提醒。
My wife gave me a lot of reminders.
当我要走出去，我要走出一个东西。
When I get to go out, I need to go out from one thing.
当人家 ready 的时候走出去。
You will go out when others are ready.
你要等人家 ready 的时候走出去。
Wait for them to be ready.
我太太就是这种人。
My wife is this kind of person.
她做很多关怀的事工。
She does a lot of caring ministry.
她为这些人祷告。
She prays for these people.
当人家打电话找她的时候，她知道人家会找她。
When people call her, she knew ahead of time people would call.
她心中准备好。
She was well prepared in her heart.
不管是待人信徒也好，
或者是关怀也好，
或关怀也好
or caring.
我相信我太太这样子的恩赐，对她来讲不只是走出去，她的心中当中，在一个别人方便的时候走出去非常宝贵。
This gift of my wife that is very precious, and she would go out at the time that it is convenient for others.
我在提醒我自己，我有时候会给人家不太方便。
I remind myself that sometimes I cause inconvenience in other people's life.
像戴德森一样，在很不方便的时候走到了中国。
Like Hudson Taylor, when it was only inconvenient time, he went to China.
没有错。宣教今天全世界还有什么需要，我们明天后天会提到。
Of course, there's a lot of need in for mission.
可是我这次的机会也要提醒弟兄姐妹，不要忘记自己的本地。
But I want to remind our sisters, do not forget the local places. Because of ease of transportation, a lot of times the field, the missions will come in front of the door.
Look
at the next slide.
再往下看。我们很高兴把黄牧师请过去。
We thankful that Pastor we can invite Pastor Wong to come.
那再让你看下面这一张照片。
Look at the next one.
这是我们那天来的人不多，大概30个人不到一点。
Not too many people, maybe 30 or so.
我们在那个周末来做一件关心跟爱牧师的工作。
That weekend we saw some we love and appreciate.
我们还去探访当地的清真寺。
So we also visited the mosque.
我们这边有人去过清真寺的吗？
哎，你好，有去过的吗？
几个，
而且 couple.
哎，你看下一张。
没错。
这张照片是我们去清真寺之前，他们你看这些姐妹都包得漂漂亮亮的啊，一下子变成阿拉伯美女了。
对对对对对，来的 beauty.
他们留一张照片
，very beauty. 我说 ，before they visited the mosque.
哎呀，我说这张照片不错，我留下来好不好？
可以，可以，可以。
我说得到您的允许，我拿出去跟人家分享分享。
真的。
这是一种走出去的很基本、很简单的一个心态。
This is a basic thing for going out.
我们盼望借着这样的机会，让人能够更多的关心在你四周围还没有听到福音的人。
Hope that through this opportunity, look and care about those people around you that they have not a chance to hear the gospel.
然后再看下一张。
The next one.
那我们要谈到施洗。
About baptizing them.
施洗不是告诉教会的牧师、传道人或者长老说：“你们施洗的时候，要奉父子圣灵的人为你施洗。”
Let us thank you, the pastors and the people in the church. We baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
让我们传福音的人要传耶稣基督钉十字架的福音。
We need to preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus crucified.
让我们人要悔改，信靠耶稣，归向神。
We need to repent and believe in the Lord Jesus and trust in God.
这个叫做信耶稣。
This is believing in Jesus.
而且还要受洗，是与基督联合，归入父子圣灵的名下。
And then baptizing is to be united with the Lord Jesus Christ, and then be united with the Lord, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
回过头来，我用一句很简单的话跟大家。
In other words, I'll say this.
希望下一张。
Maybe it's the next one.
这个都不要了。
Then keep going.
就是走出自我，尊主为主。你看看下一个图片。
Is to give up myself and magnify the Lord.
我把这好，等一下，我把这两个图片放在大家的面前。
I'll give you these two diagrams.
我正在告诉你这是从哪里来的。
Later I'll tell you where this is from.
一张椅子，我坐在上面，十字架在外头。
A chair. The person itself is on the chair and then on the throne and then.
圆圈圈，这表示你的生活的环境。
And then the circle is about the realm of your.
有大点，有小点，换句话说，有大麻烦，有小麻烦。
And then the bigger dots and smaller dots, the bigger troubles and smaller troubles.
每天忙忙碌碌的，真的是。累死人。
And next thing you try to put up the fight, you are so tired.
那请你按一下下一张图片。
So look at the next slide.
耶稣基督坐在椅子上。
Lord Jesus was on the chair on the throne.
我坐在椅子下边。
Self is on the foot of the throne.
圈子里面的点还都还有的。
And all the circles are still there.
还得做事，还得上班，还得念书。
You still go to work, you still go.
还得做好丈夫，还得做好妻子。
You be good husband, good wife.
点整整齐齐的。
With the sports are well organized.
两种生命，你不用告诉我，我也不问你。
Two,
你自己说你是属于哪一种生命呢
？Two kinds of life. I'm not gonna ask you. You don't have to tell me which kind of life depicts your life.
你羡慕哪一种生命
？What kind of life do you admire?
你在按下下面那句话，我重新再提醒弟兄姐妹。
The next slide will remind you of another thing.
走出自我，尊主为主。
Give up self, magnify the Lord.
我们刚刚谈到罪的问题的时候，很多全世界的人，大家对罪都有一个误解。
When we talk about sin, many people have a misunderstanding about
sin, 包括我在内
，including myself.
我又没有杀人放火、强奸偷盗，我哪是一个罪人
？I have not committed murder or larceny. How come I am a sinner?
我读书的过程还算可以啊，虽然不是第一名的。
I may not be a good student, but I'm okay with my studies.
可是 在很多人面前人家都说我还不错。
People would say, I'm okay.
你怎么说我是罪人？
Why do you say that I'm a sinner?
我来美国的头一个冬天，
The first winter I'm in the United States.
碰到一件事情。
I came and encountered one thing.
三十年前。
30 years ago.
今天也比你们年轻人啊跟我不一样。
Young people may be different now.
我那时候英文很差的。
At that time, English was
听不懂。
I didn't understand.
我那时候你们现在用什么 iPhone、iPad 去录音？
我用 iPhone、iPad 去录音。
你知道我那时候用什么东西
？What did I do?
你听说过合拜或者卡拜的录音机吗？
有
人点头，很保护你的人。很多年轻人说啊 ，What is that? 去博物馆去找。
Go to museum and see what they're like.
然后。我听录音机带回寝室里面重新听今天老师讲的话，然后赶快重新更改我的笔记。
I will record the lessons and then I go home and listen to the cassette and then make changes in my notes.
可是还有很多字还是听不懂。
But a lot of things I still didn't understand a lot of words.
大概上课到十月份左右。
So about October of that year.
有一个美国女孩子常常坐在我的旁边。
There was an American girl who was sitting beside me often.
那有一次她就。在下课之前，他转过头来跟我讲一句话。
One time before we finished the class, she turned and talked to me.
因为我有时候有些字不太懂，我就问他说：“我老师在讲什么？”他就把笔记给我看，我说：“哦，是那个字。”我就马上抄在我的笔记上，我就继续听下去了。
Sometimes I don't understand the word, and I look at what I ask her, what does that mean? And so make her notes and then I write
down. 那天那个女孩子做一件事，她说 ：“Paul, 你要不要借我的笔记
？”And that day, the lady said.Paul, you want to borrow my notes?
我说啊，你说什么
？What are you saying? What are you saying?
他要借我笔记。
To let me borrow her notes.
那你知道我那时候心中在想什么
？What was I thinking at that time?
我想你们也都明白我在。
You understand what I'm saying?
要是我的笔记，我才不会借。
If it's my notes, I would not let you borrow my notes.
可以吧
？You agree?
他要把他的笔记借给我。
She was willing to let me borrow her notes.
我只好问他说，真的吗
？He said, really?
然后。真的
yeah,
他还说今天是礼拜二上课我们礼拜五还有另外一堂课你礼拜五再还给我
yeah,
这几天我不会去看这个笔记的
Is it today Tuesday and we have another class on Friday so just take it home and then bring back to me Friday I'm not going to miss the notes today
我那天就把那个笔记带 拿在我的手上
So I took the notebook、right?
我就那天晚上就赶快把那天上课的东西赶快整理一下
And then the nice idea is organized.
哎呀，我很感谢有些美国女孩子写的字像印刷一样，工工整整。
I'm thankful that the American girls did write so well. It was like
that. 然后那天突然间讲，我也笨得奇怪，这堂课前面的我也可以看一看啦。
And then I wasn't too bad. So just maybe I can look at what was before that listen.
我那天早上才晚上一两点。
So I was one of three AM. I was still looking.
整个学习的课的那些从头到尾的字全部我搞不清楚的，重新再写一遍。
The notes from the whole semester, the words that I didn't understand, I write it down.
我礼拜五还给他。
And Friday I gave him a
little bit. 好高兴啊
！I was so happy.
然后第二个礼拜下完课之后，
Second week,
礼拜二他又说礼拜借，他又借了几张。
去那边。
潘老板说，然后到十二月期末考。
And then December final exam.
然后那时候老师说。期末考你们整个学期的成绩要公开在他的办公室外面的墙壁上
He said that your grade is going to be posted on, outside my office
他说某一天某一日什么时候 会放在墙上
And the grade will be posted such a day something like that
那我们到时候都会去看啊
So when we all went there
对今天早上九点多快十点我去看
So almost 10 o'clock when they took a look at my
好高兴啊
I was so happy.
我拿了一个 A， 你知道吗
？I got an A，
因为他的牌是从 A 要下来的。
It started from A.
我马上想到说， right. 这位女孩子名字叫 Amy。我说我会选你。
What about Amy? What's Amy? What's crazy about?
哎，糟糕！
他
拿的是一个 B。
She got a B.
那我心中想，
我说
这下不太好。
This is not so good.
我不知道怎么办。
I didn't know what to do.
真的是说时迟，那时快，他就从走廊那边就走过来。
在这里受到，
然后这个女孩子走过来，她身体就是不讲，就是她这样走过来的时候呢，她老远看到我，她就跟我
招一个名，然后
就伸手出来，你知道她讲一句什么话？一个字，
完全。
我就问了他，我那时候满口的话要跟他说，我说哎，你都是你的功劳啊，你是借我，你不借我笔记，我哪有这个结果？然后一大堆的话，你知道那时候一句英文都讲不出来。
At that time, I'm just saying, it's because of you.
然后
at that time, because of you, because of you,
出来了两个英文字，
I want you to what's in English?
Thank you.
I'm going to say thank you.
我跟他说谢谢他。
I'm going to say thank you.
然后他也很乐意的接受我给他的谢谢。
She was very willing to accept my.
然后因为他说还有一堂课，所以他就从这边走了。
Then there's another class that she went off.
我愣在那里好久。
I stayed there for a long time.
我愣在那里好久。
今年的
感恩节，作为美国的第一个感恩节。
That was the first Thanksgiving in the United States.
他请另外几个中国学生到他家里去过感恩节。
He invited a few Chinese students to her home for Thanksgiving.
我那天才知道他是一个基督徒。
Then I knew she was a Christian.
他全家人都是基督徒。
The whole family is Christian.
好吃的不用说。
Of course, it was very good.
基督徒家庭的那种温暖的那种爱。
The warmth and the love of a Christian home.
是我以前没有经历过的。
Was something that I had never experienced before.
当他把那个笔记本借我这件事情
，Then she let me borrow a look.
对我来讲是不可思议的。
To me, it was inconceivable.
那一年的圣诞节
，That Christmas of that year,
以后有一个叫做冬令会
，And there was a winter conference.
我是在麻州读书的
，That was in Massachusetts.
那是一个学生的冬令会
，That was a student conference.
第一天晚上就叫做布道会
，First evening was a
meeting. 我现在懂得布道会是什么
？Now I know what the meaning by evangelistic meeting.
那天晚上的讲员讲的信息，一帧一帧的让我很深的感动。
The speaker seems like he's what he said stood into my heart and needles.
我有没有罪呢
？I have sinned.
有。
Yes, I have sinned.
我有。
And I have pride. Yes.
轻视别人有。
Did I look down on others?
成绩比我好的我嫉妒，成绩比我不好的。
Yeah.
成绩比我好的我羡慕，成绩比我不好的我。
I'm jealous or I admire those who do a better grade than I look down to the worst grade than I do.
那这些东西在我的心中以前以为理所当然。
All these in the past, I thought it was reasonable.
当神的话进到我心中的时候
，But as the word of God entered into my heart,
一方面让我觉得为我过去觉得很惭愧
，I feel ashamed of my past.
那就是悔改
，And that was repentance.
然后我羡慕另外一种生命。
Then I desire another life,
像 Amy 这样子的生命
，the life that Amy possessed.
我在那天晚上确实信主
，and that evening I made a commitment for the Lord.
一直到今天，不但没有后悔，真的是巴不得认早信耶稣。
And I have no regrets since then, and I wish I had become Christian.
我也借着这个机会介绍我自己
，and also through this opportunity, I'd like to say.
借着这个机会，把这位 Amy 的女儿，这个 Amy 这个姐妹。像一个外国人在本地读书传福音在做本地宣教的工作
And Amy, she was a person she was doing local missions in her locality
我们再看下面
The next slide
所以在这个都过去了、啊、
you okay, you
我要进到第三点
Point number three
然后我就要结束了
And then I will conclude
第三点
Point number three
继续下去吧
Good on
确定同在我们也有 video 啊
Okay,
没有啊，没有
其
他问题，
不可以作用。
这个确定同在
，affirm to be always。
耶稣说，凡我所教训的，你都凡我所教训你们，都叫他们遵守，然后我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
He said, teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you, and truly I am with you always to the end of the age。
让我们重新被提醒啊，重新被提醒，中间有一句很重要的话，我要。
Let us be reminded again that we want to
see
the works of God.
走出疑惑，进入应许。
Go out from doubt and enter into promise.
我刚刚为什么讲我自己得救的故事给你
？Why did I talk about how I believed in the Lord?
神老早就在找我啦。
God has been calling you all along.
神有应许要拯救这个人。
God has promised to save me, this person.
那有人怀疑吗
？Anybody doubt?
当我去到那个学校的时候，有人说这个人，因为我刚刚去，有人帮助我。
When I went to that college, somebody said, "Because somebody helped me."
有姓刘的弟兄。
That's a brother Liu.
两三次请我去查经班。
So he came to invite me to the Bible study group.
两次、三次，我是为了礼貌去的。
I went there two or three times because
我没有什么兴趣。
Of courtesy, I was not interested.
第四次他打电话来的时候。
The fourth time he called me.
那时候我很理直气壮的。
I was very.
让口气很生气了。
我发现我是 trying to be polite。
刘弟兄啊
，Brother Liu，
我来美国是来念书的。
I come to the States to study。
我来查经，我来参加查经班。
I'm not coming to study。
那 我相信那句话给他的脸上很伤心。
I feel that probably hurt him.
翻译说，这个红某人无药可救。
Oh, this is Mr. Hong, we just hopeless.
当我那年觉知信主，第二年的圣诞节洗礼的时候
，The second Christmas, I was being baptized.
有弟兄过来跟我握手，跟我拥抱。
The Liu came over and they hugged me. You know, said we shook hands.
他说。我很感谢主。
He said, "I'm thankful to the Lord."
你的洗礼见证一件事情。
Your baptism testifies of one thing.
神是信实的。
God is faithful.
人总然失信。
Even though man is not faithful,
或者是小信
or man is of little faith,
神都照样做他的工作。
God still does His work.
他也跟我承认。
And he admitted.
当我告诉他说。我不再来查经班，因为我是来念书的时候，他有相当大的程度说我花了这么多心血，实在是白费了。
When he understood that I come here to study, not to come here to Bible study, he wasted a lot of effort.
帮我这些见证激励，
后面这些见证是我 encourage God
要看到神的作为
，see the working of God.
从我们所了解的带到你的心里面
来。From what we understand, bring it to our heart.
我本来要放了一个片子
，I want to show a video.
是在非洲拍的。
It was shown
in Zambia.
It was a video taken in Zambia.
就一群穆斯林
a group of Muslims.
然后就是有人在他们当中忠忠实实的传讲见证耶稣基督的生命。
Some people faithfully testified to them about the Lord Jesus.
信了主的
believe in the Lord.
然后建立了教会。
They built up the church.
然后这个教会继续在向他们别的自己的同胞传。
And the church keep on serving the gospel to their fellow countrymen.
因为他们很专心做一件事情，定义让每一个人都做一个跟随主的。
They focus on one thing. They want each and everyone to be a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ.
再看下一张。
Next one.
应该是最后的啊，这个不用了。下一个吧。
Next one.
我要用这个人的故事做结束。
I'd like to conclude with the story of this person.
你们听过这个人没有
？Have you heard about this person?
何使者
？Host，
名不见经传。
Maybe it's not very famous.
他是剑桥七杰的一个。
He was one of the Cambridge Seven.
这个听过了啊。
You have the Cambridge Seven.
剑桥七杰哈。你看他这个是什么？他是一个很害羞、不太讲话，而且讲话会结结巴巴的人。很爱干净。然后他申请要加入中国内地会，申请三次才通过。
He was a very shy, and he even stutter when he talked, and he loved to be neat and clean. He applied to be to go to Chinese admission, but he told him three times before he was even admitted.
终于被戴德森接受。
And then he was admitted by Hudson Taylor.
所以成为剑桥七杰的其中的一位。
He was one of the 27.
他在中国的山西太原那边，跟南边叫红那边做很多的施工。跟那个姓齐是齐正模，跟他一起成功的。
He worked with 齐正模 and he was working a lot in that part of China.
你知道，1902年的时候
，1902，
到1935年的时候
，until 1935，
戴德森年老了
，Hudson Taylor was old.
在找接班人。
He was trying to find someone to pass on to
这位老兄。
He found this person.
找到了这位老兄。
He found him.
他做了密地会的总监 General Director，
做了33年。
33年。他在1929年做了一件很不可思议的事情。
He did something inconceivable in 1929。
你知道1929是什么年代？美国。
Was 1929 what happened in the United States？
大家知道吗
？You know, you remember that, right？
啊？
Great Depression。
我们现在还在这个。在这个萧条的过程当中
，We are under the shadow of the depression.
1929年的时候比现在糟糕10倍。
1929 was 10 times worse than this.
1929年年初，那时候整个中国好像北伐成功了，所以比较安静，没有打仗。
1929 was a little bit more stable politically in China.
这个总监有这个意，有一个从神那里的意向，他要去招全世界招200个宣教士到中国。继续是做福音宣教的工作。
This general has a vision that he wanted to find 200 people to go to serve as missionaries in China.
消息发出去，他也到处传讲。
The message came out, and he also shared this message everywhere.
也开始有人报名，也开始有人申请。
Some application, some people started to.
十月份的时候
，by October of that year,
掉下来。
The economy collapsed.
长话短说，第二年1930年代的时候
，to make a long story short, 1930,
202个人应征
，202 people applied,
也筹到了钱
，and they got money,
也上了船
，and they got on the boat,
去到了中国
，and they arrived in China.
你说这位原来不太敢讲话，然后又很害怕害怕的这种人，又申请了三次还进不了业绩会。
So this person was shy and he's fearful of things being not clean, and he applied 3 times before he got admitted to Chinese admission.
哎呀，我在我们教会做一个小弟兄就好了啦。
Well, yeah, I'll be a little brother in the church. That's okay.
当他愿意定义做主耶稣基督的门徒的时候
，and he was willing to be intentional to be the disciple of the Lord Jesus.
他神就可以使用他。
God used him mightily.
神让这些软弱的变成刚强。
God caused him to become strong.
神同在的能力不是人所能够描述的。
The abiding power of God is beyond the description of man.
你们可以去查这个人的历史。
You can look up his history.
你们可以去了解他的过程。
Try to find out the process he has gone through.
他1929年所招的一位宣教士是我认识的。
But he's one of the bishops he called. I know.
在那个人96岁的时候认识的。
I met this person when he was 96 years old.
明后天有机会，我再讲这个故事。
Another day.
因为他神的工作一代传一代。
You see, the work of God has gone from generations to
generations. 万民做主门徒。
So that all nations can become his
disciples. 尊主为主，尊主为大。
Magnify the Lord.
让我们确定他所给我们的使命跟任务。
Let us affirm his mission and his commitment.
也让我们不要忘记。他要用，不是靠我们自己的能力，也不是靠我们自己的才干，真的是靠他存在的能力。
Let's remember that the power is not by our might or by our talent, it's by the power of His presence.
下面一个问题，所以我留一个问题给大家。
So I give you one question.
因为做主门徒是需要做选择，需要做决定。
To be intentional, to be the disciples of the Lord, it takes a decision.
一方面从信耶稣开始。
To start off with believing in the Lord.
每天都要做决定，跟从早上起床到晚上睡觉一样，要做决定，要做跟随耶稣的门徒。
You say, just make decisions, but decide to be a follower of the Lord Jesus.
在你我的生命当中，包括我在内，我们要常常走出我们的疑惑。
In our life, in your life, in our life, we need to come out from doubt.
走出我们的自我那两幅图画。
Come out from self.
找出我们很多已经习惯的习惯。
And then you need to.Come out from the things that we got used to.
有的时候给我们自己一点不方便，要让别人方便。
Sometimes we inconvenience ourselves so that others can be more convenient.
然后走出信仰的开端。
And then exit from the beginning of your faith.
进到丰富的生命之地，是耶稣基督应许。
Go to the abundant place that the Lord Jesus Christ promised.
我帮我们祷告的分钟，一分钟时间。
As we pray for 1 minute.
你想想看，你四周围，你的本地。有没有一位还没有听过福音的人
？Look at those around you. Is there one person?
一个你摸得到、你看得到的人
？A neighbor, someone who you can touch. Pray for this person.
求神怜悯，让他在这一年之内能够清楚听到福音。
May God have mercy that during this year, this person can hear.
或许有一个民族在你的心中。
Or there is a race in your heart.
有一个族群 ，people group 在你的心中。
People group in your heart.
这些。民族是未得之民
，and this group is the unreached people.
福音要人带到他们中间去的
，and the gospel needs to be brought to them.
我们就一口气做祷告。
Let us pray.
你要走出什么东西呢
？What do you need to come out of?
你要走进去什么东西呢
？What do you need to go into?
你告诉你的神
，Tell your God about this.
包括你要接受他。
Including accepting,
包括你要信他
including believing in him,
包括你要跟随他一生一世
including following him all the days of your life,
包括你要向你的邻舍，向某一个族群来尽你福音的本分
including for one of the neighbors, one of the people group to do your duty. Let us pray.